Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Continuing here with the latest out of Ukraine. I'm telling you, folks, here's the problem is that the Western media and our politicians are so corrupted and they've lied about pretty much everything out of Ukraine for the last 3 weeks or what have you. And now you're starting to see some of the truth come out, and it's just been egg on the face of the Biden administration, from the bio labs to the MiGs with Poland and Germany, to the sanctions not working, to the oil prices going up, and now even EU countries are saying, we're not doing this anti-Russia stuff that the U.S. is trying to do to us. We're not doing it. And it's more Trump was right. Boycott of Russian gas and oil could cause mass poverty in Germany, so Germany is saying, we're out. We're not getting involved in this Ukrainian conflict. We're not getting involved in sanctions. We're out. And that's kind of Germany typically sets the standard for the EU in response to this type of international stuff. So that means the EU's out. And you still have seen nothing from NATO. So I think NATO is a complete non-factor in all of this, except for Putin wanting to get rid of them on his doorstep. So they keep saying, oh, Russia's losing, Russia's doomed, Russia can't feed its troops, Russia can't put gas in its vehicles, Russia's done. Where's your evidence of that? Quite frankly, I don't really see anybody winning, except that Russia is taking the territories it wants, and the sanctions aren't really doing a damn thing, and it's Western leaders and the Biden administration that has the egg on their face looking like the lying stooges that they are. So it's just more egg on the face of the American media and of the Biden administration. But so, see, you're seeing these stories come out. Oh, China's being devastated. China. Oh, Russia's devastated. $100 billion default nightmare. Folks, the U.S. government is, what, $30 trillion in debt now? I mean, the number's just insane. So all these nations are in financial ruin. It's mutually agreed. It's like the credit bubble, the debt bubble. It's just so massive that all the countries have agreed, and I guess the IMF is just going to say, okay, well, everybody's just going to live in debt for the rest of eternity. Or they're going to have the world great reset, which is the case. And so all I think Vladimir Putin is thinking is, okay, you're going to do a great reset. We're going to do a great reset, but it's going to be the Russian great reset. And we're going to strategically move into Ukraine so that when we do the Russian reset, we're much better off than if we went under the New World Order great reset. Our leaders aren't thinking that. Our leaders are willing to let America get crushed by the great reset. Putin doesn't seem to have that same mentality towards his people. Adam Kinzinger is a total wuss bag. Tucker Carlson invited him on his show, and he rejected and then went on to Twitter to say Tucker Carlson is an agent of Vladimir Putin, and he only cares about the Ukrainian people. I'm not even kidding you. That's what Adam Kinzinger said in his statement. So more proof that Adam Kinzinger is just a complete hack. Russian spies infiltrated Ukraine's international volunteers to launch missile attack. Folks, I got to tell you, there's false flags happening in Ukraine. I mean, let's just call it what it is. There's obviously a Russian invasion. There's obviously skirmishes. There's obviously bombs and missiles and everything. But there are false flag attacks that they're blaming Russia. And it's proxy groups. It's infiltrators. It's spies. And it's odd, too. You see all these civilian buildings getting bombed, or it's like the missiles miss the building and maybe blow out a side of it or hit the ground and blow out some windows. Who's really doing that? Who is actually doing that in Ukraine?
Alex Jones here with a very simple proposal for all our great InfoWars listeners and viewers. If you will simply get X3 with all three types of good iodine that boosts your immune system and help everything that goes on in your body at the cellular level, it will change your life. It will invigorate you. It will empower you. Almost everyone has iodine deficiency. Look into it for yourself. It's the opposite of fluoride. It's the good halogen. And then your purchase of X3 funds our operation. Now, a lot of our products have been sold out and never came back in because of the lockdowns and supply chain breakdowns. We were sold out of X3 for a long time, and I had it on sale for 50% off. A lot of folks were getting it, and I was thinking, you know what, I'm going to bring it back on sale again just until it sells out, because even though we won't make as much money in the long run, a lot of folks need this product, and we need to get the money from the sales in now to stay on air. So get your X3 right now at 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
From the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Schedule realignment here. I think due to some time zone confusion plus the ridiculousness of daylight savings time, which just needs to be ended at this point. It's just a complete joke. But aside from that, Sean Stone is a little bit delayed, and so he will be in studio hopefully at 1:30 is what we're hoping now, and then we're just going to have him back on in studio for the War Room. And since I'm mentioning that, we got huge guests coming up on the War Room today. We've got an individual who's in Ukraine, wants to give us on-the-ground reporting from there. Sean Stone as well. Tyler Nixon, attorney, is going to be joining us to discuss all kinds of different legal issues, including a disgusting case, ladies and gentlemen, that I really want to make a big deal of, and I know I've been covering it for a week, but it needs to be a much bigger deal than it is. Where Democrats can now get away with murder. You think that sounds extreme? Yeah. I ain't lying, folks. Democrats can now get away with murder as long as you kill a Trump supporter in cold blood. Yeah. That's how bad it is in this country now. That's how bad the left has become in this country. From their street thug goon criminals to their Soros operatives in the judicial system. Democrats can now get away with murder if they kill in cold blood a Trump supporter. It's a ritualistic thing for them now. So I would expect it to continue since they continue to get away with it. And then Savannah Hernandez will be joining us. She was at the pro-pedophile rally here in Austin, Texas. And then they were out again at Georgia Tech yesterday. It's this new phenomenon, folks. Trans kids, trans rights, it's all fake. There's no such thing as trans kids. There's no such thing as trans rights. It's this made-up thing by the left to virtue signal as a victim where there is nothing to be had there. It's an empty shell of a protest, but they're at it again, so we'll get the latest on that, too. We're on air because of your support at InfoWarsStore.com, and we are happy to announce back in stock a very popular item that always sells out. I mean, this thing usually sells out within a week or a month of us getting it back in stock. It's back in stock today. Vitamin D3 with calcium gummies, back in stock at InfoWars.com. Kids love these, folks. Kids love these. And let me just tell you, they're intentionally blocking out the sun by spraying chemicals into the air. You may remember now even CNN is admitting that's an ongoing operation. So you have globalists that want to stop you from getting the essential rays from the sun. That's vitamin D3. That's how disgusting, that's how despicable our government is. They intentionally try to block out the sun with cloud seeding and geoengineering and chemtrailing, which now even CNN admits has been going on since the 1940s. So you may notice, hey, how come I never see the sun anymore? How come these lines are always in the sky and then I don't see the sun for 2 days? It's all by design, folks. The people that are trying to conquer this planet are trying to block you from getting the essential vitamin D3 from the sun's rays, the giver of life. That's why ancient civilizations worshipped the sun. And so the disgusting globalists want to block it out. But we have the answer. Vitamin D3 with calcium gummies at InfoWarsStore.com. I'm telling you, kids love these. Good for adults, too, obviously. And they're finally back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And we are glad to make that announcement today. All right. All right. Let's finish up here with some of this Ukraine news and then get into some other stuff. Fox News cameraman Pierre Zakharovsky, I'm sorry, I'm not intentionally mispronouncing that, it's a tough one, has died in Ukraine. And I believe this is the third American, either journalist or cameraman, to have died in Ukraine now. And, you know, they blamed Russia on the first one, and it ended up being Ukraine. So it's probably the same case here. This individual was probably killed by Ukrainian fire, just like the other individual, but they haven't really committed to a narrative there. But, you know, how does that make you feel, Adam Kinzinger? How does that make you feel, Lindsey Graham? Americans are now dying in Ukraine because of your warmongering and you promoting of them being over there. Hope that makes you feel really good. So more blood on the hands of the neocons and the neolibs promoting this war with Ukraine, promoting Americans to go over there. By the way, British soldiers have been killed too. They blamed Russia. That might end up being Ukraine as well. That's just how it goes, folks. Everything they say ends up being a lie. So sorry that that's the intellectual approach I take to this. Maybe not the healthiest, but that's just been how the story has unfolded every time. It's whatever they say, the opposite ends up being true. So they say, oh, Russia killed this New York Times journalist. And then it's, oh, never mind, it was a spy and Ukraine killed him. But regardless of that, I hope all the neocons and the neolibs that have been promoting this war and promoting people going over there, I hope you feel good with all that blood on your hands. Or maybe you can't even see all the blood on your hands because of all the money you've made investing in the defense contractor company's stocks. Because that's what it's all about, folks. Because they're addicted to it. They're addicted to it. And they need those stocks to take off so they can cash out and buy a new vacation home. And it makes me sick. How's the U.S. military doing, though, by the way? Well, this might give you an idea. The Undersecretary of the Air Force, Gina Ortiz Jones, reporting for duty. Great conversation with our LGBTQ initiatives team. An LGBTQ initiatives team in the U.S. Army. You have got to be freaking kidding me. You think China has an LGBTQ initiatives team? Do you think Russia has an LGBTQ initiatives team? No, they don't. No, they don't. But see, this is all about the conquering of America. This is all about the conquering of our military and replacing hard, patriotic men and women with foppish gays who get in there to diversify military, no combat experience, not even the will to fight. I mean, you could sit here and say, I mean, look, I'll be perfectly honest, because I know the type. There's people that get involved in the U.S. military because they like to fight. And they want to channel that energy into being in the army and going off to fight. And that's what they like. Well, let me tell you, you could say that's dangerous. That is 10 billion times better than to have somebody going into the military so they can make it more gay. Or they can promote transsexuals in the military and launch LGBTQ initiatives team. What a joke. That's our military. That's General Milley. That's Lloyd Austin, sanctioned by Vladimir Putin. So think about it like this. Vladimir Putin is doing more to drain the swamp in America than anybody here is. I mean, you could even say Vladimir Putin has done more than Donald Trump to drain the swamp. I don't remember Trump going after these people. He took their abuse for 4 years and took no action. Putin has actually taken action against these criminal scumbags. But don't worry, guys. Don't worry. The big bad gay army is going to defeat the Chinese and the Russian militaries, which are clearly getting closer to a strong military alliance. But don't worry. The big gay army of Milley and Austin, they'll be there to rescue. Yeah, right.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Happening in America here. Before we are joined by an in-studio guest coming up, Rand Paul introducing the Fauci Amendment to prevent health dictatorship. Thank you, Rand Paul. Next, it's time for Fauci to be tried in a criminal court of law, not just lying under oath, but crimes against humanity for his involvement in the Wuhan lab and in all of the destructive policies that he promoted. From vaccine mandates, mask mandates, lockdowns, and everything else. I wish Fauci would just go away, but since he won't, maybe there needs to be criminal trials so that we have to put him into a jail cell for all of his crimes. But it does appear that the reason why Fauci is protected is Fauci is not a health care bureaucrat. Fauci is not Dr. Fauci of the NIH or whatever it is. Fauci is actually the head of the U.S. biological weapons program. And that's why he's being protected. Fauci is the head. It appears to me that Fauci is the head of the U.S. biological weapons program, posing as a health bureaucrat. And, it's time for a full investigation to be done to Anthony Fauci with the crimes he's committed against humanity for decades now. Democrat midterm chief Sean Patrick Maloney, we are the problem. We are the problem. Yes, non-radicalized Democrats that aren't fully communist, leftist, progressives, etc., are realizing that their party is dead if it continues to go the way of defund the police, major crimes, censorship, war, and just, quite frankly, complete insanity. So that's why centrist or non-insane Democrats are saying, hey, we got to check ourselves because we're wrecking ourselves here. The real answer is to just abandon the Democrat Party and just let it die because the Democrat Party has been the biggest terror group in the United States of America for over a century. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and go into Civil War history, but, it was Democrats that went after Fort Sumter, and again, I'm not going to get into all that stuff, but it's Democrats with the KKK, it's Democrats like Bill Ayers blowing up government buildings, it's Democrats that burned cities to the ground in the riots of 2020, so I mean, you just go on, it's always the Democrats destroying public parks and ripping statues down, killing millions of babies, always Democrats, but see, they're protected, they're a protected class now. Only conservatives in America can be punished by law enforcement now. Democrats literally get away with murder. But, you were on the wrong piece of cement on January 6th, or not even in D.C. They're coming after you. Oh, you questioned the 2020 election, and they make sure to put it there. Mayorkas, only if you question the 2020 election can you be subject to being called a terrorist. Oh, you don't like vaccine mandates, you're a terrorist. It's the Biden administration wanting to make all its political opposition terrorists so that they can put us all in jail, ladies and gentlemen. Believe me when I tell you, because I'm at the top of their list. I've got the Democrat Party and the federal government clawing at my back, sucking at my neck like a freaking vampire. Trust me, it's not fun, but they're coming for you next. No integrity. 60 Minutes commits journalism fraud in dishonest expose on Wisconsin election investigation. Yeah, the state legislatures in
Wisconsin have basically said, yeah, Biden didn't win here. Clearly election theft. Here's all the evidence. I mean, folks, they voted to decertify the election. Now, this is at the state level, so it's not where it needs to be fully. And I'm not saying it's going to matter in time. That's kind of a long shot miracle, if you will. But no, the state legislator there in Wisconsin has 100% decided that Biden did not win the state and there was election fraud rampant. But see, now the Biden administration says I'm a terrorist because I'm actually covering that news. That's how dictatorships work. That's how authoritarianism works. That's the Democrat Party. Florida fires a warning shot at Democrat ballot traffickers. State will make possession of more than two voter ballots a felony. And Democrats are pushing back on this. Well, why would that be? Because they cheat. It's really that simple. Why don't Democrats like voter ID laws? Because they cheat. Why don't Democrats like ending vote harvesting laws? Because the Democrats cheat. It's always Republicans trying to have fair and free elections. The Democrats are always the ones cheating. It's an interesting concept. Do you really think Nancy Pelosi wins any election fairly? Do you really think Joe Biden wins an election fairly? Come on. Come on. It's time to stop thinking Santa Claus exists, folks. Santa Claus is not real. Pelosi argues spending trillions of dollars lowers national debt and blames global inflation on Putin. Nancy Pelosi is so hopped up on drugs or alcohol or both, I can't tell. Or maybe she's just that out of her mind now in her old age with all the history of drug abuse. This woman is a danger. This woman is a threat to this country and the world. And we played the clip of her earlier. Folks, she is just, it is not good. It is just not good. That is an insane, psychotic dingbat who's calling for war with Russia. Oh, but see, they go after Trump. They subpoena my family. I never even went into the Capitol on January 6th, never touched a police officer, never touched a barrier, never did a damn thing. And they subpoena me and they subpoena my family. But Nancy Pelosi claims that she has sovereign immunity, and so she's not going to be turning over any of her emails in regards to January 6th. Well, what does that mean? That means Pelosi has something to hide. What does Pelosi have to hide? Pelosi is hiding the fact that she'd been communicating with the Democrat mayor of D.C., Muriel Bowser, about standing down the police, taking police off the force that day, and making sure the National Guard couldn't be in D.C. so they could run their operation on January 6th, cause a bunch of violence, break into the Capitol, play the victim, and then try to conquer America that way. And that's what they did. And that's why Nancy Pelosi is not turning over her emails, but then my family gets subpoenaed to turn over all of our electronic communications when my family has nothing to do with any of this. But see, they know they've looked up and down me, folks. I mean, I've gotten the whole proctology exam. There's nothing here. You know there's nothing here. So what, you're going to go after my family now? But, oh, Pelosi gets sovereign immunity. Trump, though, doesn't, who was the president, and there's actually laws on the books that give Trump immunity to these investigations, and they say, nope, we're going to come after you with the New York Attorney General. We're going to come after you with the Southern District Court. We're going to come after you with Congress. We're going to come after you with January 6th committee. We're going to come after Trump, and he gets no immunity. But that corrupt, lying bat witch, Nancy Pelosi, claims that she has sovereign immunity because she wants to cover up the fact that she was involved in the whole thing, and she and Muriel Bowser were organizing the entire January 6th thing. It wasn't Trump. It wasn't Alex Jones. It wasn't General Flynn. It wasn't Roger Stone. It wasn't the Proud Boys. It wasn't the Oath Keepers. No, it was the Democrat Party. I guarantee you, it was the Democrat Party is the only phone records or emails that you could find with any preconceived notions of violence on January 6th or any premeditated activities on January 6th. They've searched everywhere, folks. They can't find it. You know where they haven't searched yet? Nancy Pelosi, Muriel Bowser. That's where.
It's hard to believe that we're already into March 2022. And in the month of February, we had a very popular sale that was going of our flagship product, X3. that has all three types of the amazing iodine your body needs for every electrochemical cellular activity in your body, your immune system, your stamina, your libido, so much. And the majority of the population of the world is iodine deficient. This is the very best iodine out there. So, we had on sale 50% off, but we sold more than half of what we have, or is it going to come in for a long time? So I took it back to full price. And I was just thinking, you know what? We need the funds in now to stay on air. Plus, this is a great product everybody needs. So to incentivize folks out there that have been on the fence to get X3 and experience it yourself and support the broadcast, I'm going to keep it at 50% off until it sells out. Get X3 right now exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
And now, the tip of the spear, leading the fight to take back the nation, it's Owen Schroyer. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Yeah, there's me, legally in the U.S. Capitol, with a piece of tape over my mouth. I got arrested and spent more than a day in jail. I think it was 27 hours when all said and done. But liberal activist murders a Trump supporter in Denver and gets away with it. Yeah, the judge just dropped the case, and we're going to have that news coming up on the War Room. I'm just going to continue with my coverage here. In-studio guest, probably not going to happen today. Maybe it'll happen in the war room. I'm not really sure at this point. So let's just continue my news coverage here. Look at some of more of the latest news here out of America. Laid off Keystone Pipeline workers shred Biden for his lies about American oil production. I'm sick of hearing this is Putin's price hike. Just like the other day on the war room, I opened up the phone lines. We had people that work in the oil industry come in and say this is BS. Everything Biden administration is saying is a lie. But an in-studio guest on Sunday breaking it all down too. And so you can only lie to the people so much until your lies are so flagrant and so wide-reaching that there's thousands or millions of Americans that know you're lying because they're involved in the lie, and you're lying about them. And that's what the globalist threshold has been crossed now. That's what the Democrat lie threshold has been crossed. I mean, it's like January 6th. Millions of people were there on January 6th. They know everything being reported about is a lie. People go to Trump rallies, and then they tune into the news. Like, Trump rally was a violent riot. And they were like, I was just there. There's 20,000 people peacefully chanting USA. What are you talking about? The media are liars. Our politicians are liars. And no, it's not the Putin price hike. It's not Putin inflation. It's Biden inflation. It's the Biden gas pump. I mean, folks, I don't know what it's like in your areas. And I was thinking about doing this, but it's like maybe it's too late. When Trump got out of office, and I'm ballparking here, gas was about $2.50. Gas was about $2.50 when Trump left office. When Biden got into office, and this is in Texas, a year later, it was up to $3.50. Now, in the last 4 months, it's up to $4.50. And I'm so glad you guys put this up. Just I'm in sync with the crew. Because I was going to say, it used to be, like for the last year, I'd see the Biden I did that sticker on the gas pump. Maybe one every 10 times I fill up. Ladies and gentlemen, every single time I go to fill up my gas tank now, there's a Biden sticker I did that on the gas pump. Or you can tell somebody has removed four or five of them. Somebody just scraping them off, a gas station employee just scraping them off it, but you can see that they're there. I've also seen people write on Sharpie at the gas station, Biden did this, because I guess they're sick of their stickers being removed. So America knows what's going on. They're not falling for the Putin boogeyman lies of the corporate press. They know what's going on. And now people are even starting to notice that, hey, how come the price of gasoline is going up so much? It's not accurately going along with the price of oil. Well, I think there's a couple reasons for that. I think gas companies are trying to make up for the massive losses that Biden has caused by stalling the new oil production. They suffered probably billions of dollars in losses because of that. So now they're trying to make it up by increasing gas prices. And I also think that it's more of a futures thing, where they're anticipating the price of gas and the price of oil is going to go up per barrel astronomically, considering how the whole world is basically being leveraged against Biden, not against Putin. See, that's the big lie. The media wants you to think the world is being leveraged against Putin. It's the exact opposite. The world is being leveraged against Biden, folks. So I think American gas companies are saying Biden's about to F us up the butt. So we got to put gas out as expensive as we possibly can right now because we're about to get crushed. Folks, you have Democrats today in Congress who are trying to get a vote to ban all U.S. oil. You don't think gas prices are going to go up with the Democrats saying they're going to shut down U.S. oil? You're going to see $10 a gallon gasoline, I would say, by the end of the year. Who knows? Might be sooner than that. I don't want to see that. But it's this big joke where Biden says, we want to drill oil. We're drilling more oil than ever. And then in his campaign, he says he's going to end oil. And you have Democrats wanting to have a vote on the House right now. They are demanding, I mean, guys, plug it in. House Democrats are demanding Biden declare a climate emergency and end all oil production in America.
You don't think the oil and gas companies see that and think, okay, well, we're about to be crushed. I got to sell oil at top dollar because I don't have a choice now. It's not a charity, folks. But then there's the media telling you, oh, the whole world is being leveraged against Putin. Maybe China likes Putin. Maybe they don't. Maybe Saudi Arabia likes Putin. Maybe they don't. Maybe Saudi Arabia likes China. Maybe they don't. They're all against Biden. They don't take Biden's phone calls. They don't invite Biden for diplomatic conversations. They kick Biden's diplomats like Jake Sullivan out and spit on him on the way out. That's how pathetic Biden's administration is and Joe Biden and Kamala Harris are. It's a joke. Where is Biden, by the way? Anybody heard from Biden recently? I mean, what the... No, the world is being leveraged against Biden and America, folks, and you're being lied to about it. And I'm telling you, the big shoe to drop, and it's not a shoe. It's a steel-toed boot, size 20. If Saudi Arabia and China start doing oil deals using the Chinese yuan, that's the biggest loss in a U.S. presidency's history, in modern-day history. I can't think of a bigger loss than that. I really can't. I mean, you can talk about the devastation of the Afghanistan pullout and so many other things. Folks, if that happens, the United States' leverage on this planet and the power of the U.S. dollar is gone overnight. You really think the world is being leveraged against Putin? You're an idiot. The world is being leveraged against Biden. And all Biden had to do, all the U.S. had to do, all our media had to do was just back off. That's all. That's all they had to do. But no, we have to deal with neocon freaks like Lindsey Graham calling for the assassination of Putin. We have to deal with neolib freaks like Nancy Pelosi calling for bombing Russia. You don't think China and Saudi Arabia sees Biden and Pelosi and Lindsey Graham and says, why would we deal with these freaks? Why would we deal with these liars? Let's just cut the U.S. out entirely. Let's never deal with Bidens. Let's never deal with these corrupt bastards ever again. And that's what they're going to do. And then there's the U.S. media telling you, oh, Biden's winning. Biden's so great. The world's being leveraged against Putin. Wrong. Wrong. And you're about to find out the hard way. Oh, but see, here's what happens in America. Black student behind racist graffiti at Rochester Girls' School. So it happens again, another fake hate crime, you know, because racism is so prevalent in this country, we have to fake hate crimes like Jussie Smollett, who still thinks he's going to be killed in prison, saying he's not suicidal, making comments to his family. So a black girl goes onto a school board and writes a bunch of N-words and racist tropes and then accuses the school of a hate crime. They investigate. Turns out she was the one that did it. Nice. That's the maturity level of America. That's where America's at right now. Man, oh man, we're being crushed. Our politicians are feckless criminals. And much of our citizenry is... I mean, what do you even call somebody that fakes a hate crime like this? Just total scumbags, ignoramuses, brainwashed fools.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes,
Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Jones Show. Sean Stone in studio with me now for one segment. He'll be back on the War Room with Wayne Allen Root coming up in the fourth hour. And your father put out a great documentary, Ukraine on Fire. It recently got banned on a bunch of platforms, so we put it up at band.video. I think it's encroaching a million views now. I was able to watch about half of it the other night, and it made sense to me why they banned it. It came out in 2016, and you watch this, and you realize Ukraine has long been embedded with corruption, political corruption, money laundering, all this stuff. And you watch it and you realize, wait a second, I'm not going to pass judgment on the people of Ukraine or Ukraine good or bad, but there was clearly widespread political corruption there. And they don't want this information to be known. Look, even Victoria Nuland on the cover of it, they don't want this information to be known now because all the propaganda they're putting out about Ukraine is put to rest if you simply watch this documentary, which came out 6 years ago.
It was the first of two documentaries. And so what YouTube did essentially by flagging it or banning it, I mean, you can't ban content in this day and age. Thankfully, we have the alternative sources now. We have the Rumbles and the banned video and, you know, countless other other outlets that we can get it through, and it's just impossible to censor people the way that they would like to. In fact, what it did, I think, was make it even more attractive and more appealing and more of interest, right? Because people say, well, you're censoring these guys after you censored Dr. Malone and all these other people last year, threatened to censor Joe Rogan last year. I think a lot of people have been waking up in this past 2 years, thankfully, and I feel like those that didn't wake up with COVID will never wake up, because it's, you know, if you're being forced to be masked, muzzled, forced to be vaccinated, and you don't think that there's anything wrong with that, well, you don't really belong in a free country. But I think those that really have become skeptical and realizing, well, the censorship is a real thing, and then they see this documentary being banned, hey, that should stoke a little bit of curiosity in you, and you start to realize, as you said, that this is the denazification that Putin is talking about. I just say, well, watch Ukraine on Fire. It explains to you, you know, how much we allowed this, not just we as in the U.S., because we were arming Ukraine through this time period. Initially, we said we didn't want to arm them because there were these neo-Nazi groups like Azov Battalion that were incorporated into the military. And we said, well, you know, we can't arm these guys. They're Nazis. But then all of a sudden we shifted by 2016 and we continued to arm and continued to basically push for the armament of Ukraine. And you sit there and go, well, you know, you can say all you want that Ukraine is as a, you know, a pacifist country or peaceful country, but they've been arming themselves very much like a NATO, like a the next step being NATO, but they've been arming themselves like a part of NATO with all this weaponry and whatnot. So it's not like they were just sitting there, you know, peacefully minding their own business. They were preparing themselves in a very anti-Russian slant since 2014, and that's the point. This is a country, Ukraine, that 100 years ago you would have called Kiev Russia. It was part of Russia 100 years ago. So we can't fool ourselves and just say, you know, Russia is just, ambitious and trying to conquer the world. No, there's a very particular relationship Russia has. A lot of the population is Russian, Russian descent or Russian language. So there's a very close relationship between Ukraine and Russia. And since 2014, we have been pushing, along with Europe, along with the Soros factions, pushing to basically make Ukraine anti-Russian. And listen, if Mexico became anti-American tomorrow, cut off relationships economically with us, started bringing Russian or Chinese weapons and missiles and things like this to Mexico, you don't think we'd be pissed off?
And really, it's actually worse with the Ukraine situation, because, as you said, that was actually part of Russia at one point. And I don't think it's a coincidence that one of the last things that happened in Congress under Obama was they solidified that, yes, we're going to arm these Nazis. I mean, that was one of the things Congress approved, arming Nazis in Ukraine. It was mainstream news at the time. That was one of the last things Congress did under the Obama administration. I don't think that was coincidental.
No, of course not, because we're fine with the NATO. Think about the origins of NATO and how much of it was designed based on the Nazi apparatus, the Nazi Eastern Front apparatus. I mean, people who've studied the CIA are familiar with a guy named Reinhard Gehlen, right? And Gehlen being basically one of the chief officers of the Nazis on the Eastern Front, their intel guy. And he became a major architect of the CIA under Dulles. And of course, I mean, Dulles and these guys, Alan Dulles and company, I mean, they were working to bank with, you know, to work to bring the money to Hitler. You know, there were lawyers that were helping the banks and the Standard Oils and all these different groups here in America to do deals with the Nazis. So, it's not like we were anti-Nazi. There were a lot of Anglo-Americans that were pushing for Hitler to go east since before, you know, since the beginning of the Nazi Party, since Hitler's rise to power. This whole Anglo-American faction I talk about in my New World Order book was actually gearing Hitler against the Russians, against, you know, the Stalin's Soviet Union at the time. And so the Russians don't forget this. They know exactly what a lot of the Western powers have been, you know, the intention of the Western powers has been basically anti-Russia since the 19th century, since the British were allying with the Turks against them in the Crimean War. And then all through the 20th century, really, with post-World War I, when, again, they started developing the German rearmament after the First World War to fight Russia. So the Russians haven't forgotten. They know what the West is doing.
Well, and the foresight, whether intentional or not, of this documentary is so amazing. It's almost as if they kind of missed this. I think they probably wish they would have censored that documentary probably a year ago before all this, because their censorship post the most recent struggle in Ukraine has actually just made more eyes on it. I mean, it's got over 1 million views on band.video. I'm sure more people have watched it in the last year than the year prior and the year prior to that. So it's almost like they kind of missed this. They hit the censorship button on that documentary a little too late. But, I mean, talk about the foresight of the documentary. I mean, did your father put that out because he saw this coming, or was it just his interest in the story of Ukraine that made him want to do that documentary?
No, so the director of the documentary is Igor Lopatinok, who's a Ukrainian-Russian, and he's from Ukraine in the Soviet era. And basically, he and my father both understood what happened in 2014 with Maidan was a color revolution, right? I mean, Soros, we all remember this in the 2000s. Soros's fingerprints were all over these color revolutions in various former Soviet countries, and also in North Africa, right, and in Egypt and places like this, all these different Arab Springs, you know, color revolutions. And it was always being designed very much with the interests of the West, you know, in alignment with the interests of the West. So when it happened in 2014, Igor is the director and my father is the executive producer, you know, wanted to tell a story to explain to people that this is, you know, this could be a very dangerous situation because of Ukraine's history with vis-a-vis Russia. Russia in 2008, Putin said Georgia and Ukraine cannot become NATO countries. They surrendered, you know, what, over a dozen new countries to NATO, and you know, since the fall of the Soviet Union, when basically the West said, we're not going to expand NATO. NATO is an anti-Russian organization. The Soviet Union collapsed. Why are we pushing NATO further with against a weakened Russia? We should have probably just said, look, let's make peace, let's work to have trade and various agreements to, you know, bring stabilize the region. Instead, they continue to push armaments, right, arms sales, it's big money, to, you know, promote, again, defense against Russia. And they kept pushing and pushing, and Putin in 2008 said, Georgia and Ukraine is a red line. But 2014 with the Maidan coup, again, neo-Nazi factions involved, you know, they had snipers killing people and they basically blamed it on the Russians. But it seems that it was actually, no, it was probably these neo-Nazi factions that were the ones doing the sniping to then blame it on the Russians. False, typical false flag, right? So again, 2014 is an important date, and my dad and Igor understood this. And the sequel documentary revealing Ukraine, he explains even more of what happened in the wake of that and how this anti-Russian agenda became solidified within the political climate of Ukraine in the last 8 years, and how much the politician who was the second most popular politician, let's say, after Zelensky, who's been under house arrest, my father was interviewing this man. He was saying, look, we need to work with Russia. They're our neighbor. You know, we have history. We cannot isolate ourselves vis-a-vis Russia. This is a terrible policy for us. Again, as I said, it would be like Mexico cutting off America and saying, no, we're no longer trading with America. We're shutting you out. We're going to, you know, basically, you know, go with China from here on out. It would not be, it's not a good strategy for Ukraine to follow.
And this is kind of like a, you know, a retweet doesn't equal endorsement thing. But, you know, this is what Americans don't really understand because the media is lying to them so much. Saudi Arabia doesn't want its country to be LGBTQ. Okay. Russia doesn't want its country to be LGBTQ. Egypt, people in Ukraine, all these other places, they're sick of Soros color revolutions coming in using social media giants to do this. And all of these countries are sick of corruption from American bureaucrats and politicians using their country for bribery, blackmail, money laundering, all this stuff. So Americans are really being lied to at the big picture here. The world is sick of corrupt American politicians. Again, the retweet doesn't equal endorsement. I'm not saying China's good or all these other countries are good. I'm saying they're rejecting the Soros movement. They're rejecting really not Western expansionists going in and we're raising our flag, but politicians expanding their own wealth and power via expansion. This is the big lie that the media is not telling the American people.
Absolutely. I mean, the problem is, as I've been saying with Russia, and my father's been saying it by doing the Putin interviews and talking to Putin, Putin called America his partner. He's like, we look to our partners in America. America never looks to Russia as a partner. America,
I wish we had.
Right, is saying they're the enemy. Why are they the enemy? This is a great power. Why should we not have trade and respect for each other? It's just, it's insane.
Imagine the alliance of Russia and U.S.
They're a very similar country if you think about it. Multicultural, massive land mass. They have, you know, they have science. They are very intelligent, culturally intelligent, scientifically intelligent. It would be a natural alliance.
Sean Stone is with us. He's going to be back with me on the War Room. Wayne Allen Root taking over the Alex Jones Show right now.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.